volunteering at the station just a few months ago. What I love most about CFRC is the incredibly unique programming run by students, creatives, and community members. If you want to hear more from me, tune in to Salt Licton Rapture on Fridays at 8 p.m. Our funding drive runs November to December 31st. Donations can be made via cfrc.ca. Thank you so much for your support of CFRC 101.9 FM.
Leg folks, good evening. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. It is now 8 p.m., which means it's time for the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's show on brand new and otherwise British and Irish music. I'm your host, Rue, and I started off the show with a little bit of Wet Leg because I saw them this weekend. I went down to History in Toronto, saw them over there, and they are just such a fantastic live band. This album and their first album have really just been everywhere, and this was my first time seeing them, and they are a fantastic live band. They have so much fun. I had so much fun, and it's a really theatrical show, you know, for an indie rock band. Their singer, Rhiann Teasdale, she comes out just flexing her muscles to the song Catch These Fists. You know, they've got fans in the front of the stage, and I mean, like, physical fans, not people, fans in front of the stage that just blow air really dramatically all over Rianne's face and her hair, and it almost kind of looks like a Hollywood scene. And they have the big red telephone that they use for their song CPR at the end of the shows. And they also, and I really respect this, they flood the stage with these bright white lights and smoke. So it's almost a smoke screen. You know, you will see the band when they want you to see them. And the rest of the time, you're going to just dance to their tunes. And I'm sure that's exactly what happened at their show last night in Montreal, where I did not see them. You might have heard me talking about the differences between Toronto and Montreal shows if you have met me ever. But Toronto shows, you know, they can be kind of still. They don't really like to move as much. And it was that this week as well. But, you know, it's nothing to do with the band. They were running around stage, jumping around stage, laughing at the really funny lines that they have in their own songs. Because a lot of their songs are really funny, especially the ones from the first album. But then their songs on the new album, Moisturizer, that are really, like, heartfelt, and they leaned into that really well as well. So it was a show of joy, tears, dancing, a bubble machine, lots of smoke, and a lot of fun. And, you know, it's over before you know it, because you realize that even though Wet Leg are now such a big band and they're playing out, selling out venues like History, 2,500 people, this is only their second album. So they got through their songs pretty quickly as well, and we got so many of the new songs. It was a great fun night, and you can find this album if you want to go listen to it in full, or, you know, buy the album. Maybe we all like physical music, don't we? You can go to wetleg.bandcamp.com and you'll find Moisturizer on there. Now, lots of stuff has been happening in the world of UK and Irish music. You know, that's what this show is about. If you're tuning in for the first time, hello and welcome. I hope you enjoy the next hour and a half, because that's what I'm going to be here for. And we're going to be playing new music, new releases that have come out in the last few weeks and months. And I'll also try and take you over some of the other interesting things that have been happening in the realm of British and Irish music over the last little while. One of the things that's coming up later on in the show that we're going to be talking about is that the Mercury Prize shortlist has been released. Now don't go, ah, why are we talking about industry stuff? It's actually really cool and really interesting, because the Mercury Prize, if you don't know about it, it's a sort of prize that selects 12 of the sort of best albums of the year that have been made in the UK and Ireland. And there's no criteria for things like genre, and it doesn't really matter, you know, how successful in terms of the charts and sales your album is. It's something that's decided only on the creative output of the album. You know, how relevant is the album to now? What kind of cultural impact is it having? It has everything from indie favorites to maybe a bit of jazz. In fact, the song you're listening to right now is The Bed Music. This is also by one of the Mercury-nominated artists called Joe Webb. And we'll be talking a little bit more about it as we go on. But I want to start off by playing us some new music first. So, you know, just so that we don't keep yapping and yapping, I'm going to play us some new music from The Last Dinner Party. Now, people who listen to this show tend to be big fans of The Last Dinner Party, so I feel like I almost don't need to explain the appeal or the charm of this band. But I will try to anyway, because they have a new single out. It's called The Scythe. And you might know their first album came out last year, Prelude to Ecstasy, and it was a really big album in the world of rock and indie music. You know, it was a bit timeless. There was something almost Victorian, theatrical about it, something very like the band Queen. And then their songs were written from their singer Abigail's perspective and experiences of growing up, going to an all-girls Catholic school as a queer girl. And there are also these really, you know, beautiful ways in which she writes it on the album. It doesn't hide anything, but it's still dressed up in all these really pretty phrasings and these, you know, royal riffs and these really great melodies and the harmony parts. But I don't need to tell you that. I've noticed that people that listen to my show tend to already be really big fans of The Last Dinner Party. You guys have already told me that. But that was the first album. How do you follow up a first album like that? You know, if anyone thought that The Last Dinner Party were going to have difficult second album syndrome, it's not really on the plan. That's not really on the cards. They've got the next album done already, you know, barely a year after the first album's out. They've got the second one. It's called The Pyre. It's coming out on the 17th of October. And we're going to be listening to the second single, which is called Scythe, which was written about 9 years ago, Abigail says. She says it sort of compares losing a relationship to losing a person. She says it feels almost the same as someone dying. She says, once you know how it feels to lose someone, you enter a new realm from which you can never return. You try and reach them telepathically through psychics or through song lyrics, and sometimes they give you a reply. It can take 9 years to realize you're even grieving, but it comes all at once, and you see signs of it everywhere. And you can find the album, whatever you want to do, at thelastdinnerparty.co.uk. And then, Britpop lovers, pay attention because the band Ash are back. Now, you know that Britpop's having a real moment right now. I think many of our favorite Britpop bands are back. Many of us are still nursing our Oasis hangovers. There have been new albums from Pulp, who in fact are playing a show in Toronto 2 days later, on Tuesday. Suede's album Antidepressants also just came out last week. And in fact, there was this whole little thing in almost a kind of Britpop spat because Suede, or Brett Anderson from Suede, gave a little interview saying that out of all the bands of their generation, by which he pretty much means the Britpop bands, he said that they were the only ones that were writing anything that was still relevant to the present. And he called everybody else's albums souvenirs for a tour. And Mark Webber, the guitarist in Pulp, was not too happy to hear about that. But, you know, I don't think we'll be having any particular big Britpop fights the way we used to once, because the rest of the Britpop people, they are busy collaborating. So Ash, you might remember them from that hit they had in 1996, a song called Girl from Mars. They were really, really young as well when those albums were coming out. I mean, there was a moment when they were kind of giving an interview live on national radio, and they basically got to open their GCSE exam results on air because they'd taken time off from school to go on tour and stuff. But they've got a new song out. They've got an album on the way. It's called Ad Astra, coming out on the 3rd of October. And they've teamed up with Graham Coxon from Blur on a new single called Fun People, which is just such a fun, like, fuzzy, catchy song. They said it's not your average Ash track. What better way to do it than with Graham Coxon from Blur? You can find them at ash-official.com. Let's start off with a little bit of The Last Dinner Party. This is The Scythe on CFRC Radio.
It'll take you to take a long time. Limbs will disconnect like the fog lines. Keep the water on, keep it running. I'm in the other room. Make it be your girl. You'll be in silk and I'll wear my furs. We can go out, I fill your mouth. Open me up, butcher my heart. Please let me die.
loved that. That was a little bit of Ash with their new song Fun People. They recorded with Graham Coxon, guitarist in Blur, and he's on vocals, well, some of the lead vocals as well as the guitars on this song. And it's a fun song. It's going to be on their upcoming album that's out on the 3rd of October. It's called Ad Astra. We also had some new music from The Last Dinner Party, who also have their second album coming out next month. This song was called The Scythe. And before that, we were talking a little bit about the Wet Leg Show. Now, I'll tell you another really great artist I saw was the band that opened for them. They're called Mary in the Junkyard. We've played them on the show before, so you might remember them. But just seeing them live, I almost understood the band in a new way, you know? Like, their music is kind of shoegazy, it's a bit dreamy. But when you see them live, you'll realize that they're not really a shoegaze band. You know, they aren't just standing around looking at their shoes, but they are doing a lot of really interesting stuff and this huge complex sound, which is at times I feel almost a bit math rocky. It's just three people doing it, and their bassist, a multi-instrumentalist, she'll sometimes get out this violin instead of her regular bass and just make this really wailing violin sound that you can hear on songs like Teeth, and that I sort of missed just listening to the recording. So it was really interesting to see them do it live. And, you know, they have a lot of energy. They, you know, come forward and just, like, play to the stage and everything. They're really a rock band when you see them live, and they have this really building atmosphere of sounds. I'm going to play a song of theirs for you called Tuesday. That's been out for a little bit of time, but do go check out Teeth as well. All their stuff is at maryinthejunkyard.bandcamp.com. And then we have some new music from an artist called Maya Lakhani, who is a London-based artist who makes this kind of heavy, sludgy, shoegaze music. Now, that is actually shoegaze. And you can just really headbang to it. She's released a new single called Fall For Me, which we're going to be listening to. You can find her at maya lakhani.bandcamp.com. And then lastly for this set, we've got some new music from an England, Kent-based artist called Entropy. Their debut EP called Drunk Nights and Warning Lights came out last November. It's really just punk rock, some of it just straight up punk rock, some of it with riffs and energy and tunes. I'm going to play us an interesting song called Batteries. Again, the band's name is Entropy, but let's start off with Mary in the Junkyard. This is their song Tuesday on CFRC Radio. You're listening to The Yellow Patrol.
Light in my horizons, please. There's so much I don't know about this land. Talk to myself to no reply. Open my eyes, please. I feel like an alien here.
faces sing along. Well, I do mind the sneezes running round the zoo. Put it all in order, stop the coup. Looks like all these people lost a screw. Engage your battery. Done and see what you become. Turn around, hear the beat and run the drum. Captain Morgan's drinking all his rum. Courage flows. Cheap drinks spilt all over his clothes. Won't come again to another of his shows. Sits alone, it's another of his lows.
Radio. We're here with you until 9:30. My name is Rue, and we've just got great new British and Irish music for you coming up on the show, and that's also what we've been playing off late. You heard some music from Mary and the Junkyard. They were just in Toronto recently because they opened for Wet Leg, who've been touring across North America. It kind of feels like everyone is touring North America right now. There's so many shows that are coming up and that have been happening in the last week or so. I mean, I may have mentioned this, but Pulp are coming on Tuesday. I'm going tomorrow to see CMAT, who's this incredible Irish sort of indie pop country alternative. There's a lot of stuff going on in her music, but I just know that her tunes are really good, really fun, and she's released an album called Euro Country that is, I think, kind of blowing up now. CMAT's having a moment, and she's going to be in Toronto tomorrow, so I'm really looking forward to that. Pulp are coming on Tuesday. I know that just last week, The Darkness also played a show just at the Phoenix Theatre, Phoenix Concert Theatre in Toronto. So you might remember them from that ridiculous, like, cheesy rock song they had, which I honestly quite enjoy, so this is not a complaint, called I Believe in a Thing Called Love. That was from 2003. So lots of bands have been playing in town. Lots more are coming. I'm going to play us some music from some artists that are actually coming to town, coming to Toronto at least, in the next month or so. I've got some music from Little Sims. Now, we love Little Sims on here. She released her album Lotus just in May of this year. And I'm surprised that that didn't make the Mercury Prize shortlist, because it's such a good album. And she always is. I think she's kind of considered the current reigning queen of British rap, really. So she's an incredible musician, but this is not from the album. This is a new song that she's released, which is part of a Netflix film score. The film's called Steve, and the song's called Don't Leave Too Soon. And she's going to be playing in Toronto next month. She's playing at History, big show coming up. It's on the 27th of October, and I really hope to be there because I love her stuff so much. We also got some music by an artist called Art, whose name you spell A.R.T in all caps. They released their debut album, Slap, Bang, Wallop, all with exclamation marks, and it's so much fun. They describe their music as sax-fueled psych-funk rock fit enough for a house party. And that's the vibe you want. That's exactly what it is. So turn up the levels on this one. Dance around in the house to it. It's called For Your Taste, but spelled number four, U-R, taste. And you can find them at thebandart.bandcamp.com. Then we've also got some music from Maruja, who I've played on the show before. They released their debut album, and they are this fiery post-punk band. And it seems more and more as time goes on, their sound has become this walk between noise and jazz. So they're a band from Manchester. They released their debut album called Pain to Power that literally just came out this Friday. It's a fantastic album. The band's coming to town playing a smaller show. I mean, they're in the UK, they're starting to get up to bigger stages, play to almost 1,500 people and stuff. Here they're going to be playing a smaller show at the Phoenix Concert Theatre. Actually, that's probably the same, similar size anyway. That's on the 27th of September, and everyone says they're an incredible live band. So if you feel like making a trip down, come on and see them. You can find their music at Maruja, spelled M-A-R-U-J-A, marujamusic.bandcamp.com. And I'm going to play us the song Trenches. But let's start off with Little Sims. This is Don't Leave Too Soon here on CFRC Radio.
Outside, out of mind, out of time, out of love. Out of breath, out of body, out of friends. I can tell that you don't get out as much. With these rocks on your back weighing you down, cause you feel all of you is not enough. You're out of touch and out of sight, out of mind, out of time, out of love. Less is more unless you feel that you're lesser than the rest. You think that you're out of clutch. Out of money in your pocket, raging doesn't stop until you let the demons out your closet. They out to get you cause you're putting out a message, like say the response won't affect you. Out of respect you, say you're out of sight, out of mind, out of time, out of love. In your pocket weighing you down. Through this tunnel, hope you make it out in time.
Hope you make it out in time.
In this concrete jungle, patience isn't kind. I hope you make it out alive.
It's
like they left you out to dry. Is it you? Is it I? Is it both of us combined? When you was down and out, couldn't be without the darkest force chasing you around. I see the pressure in your face while you vet the crowd. Don't know if you should be in or out. To be shown a sign, but it will never be revealed if you do not know your why. Why? So you're out of reach, trying to find what you want out in life. Outside, out of mind.
your lover. I just want to know if I can love your heart forever, or do we take it? She takes me to school, don't need no medication. Well, she gives me headaches and bruises. Now my love fit out, so in a something preferred. She makes good rules. I thought I had experience, but she takes me to school, don't need no medication. Well, she's my paracetamol. How do you like it? Want it? Or is it vanilla? To want your heart beat sideways and my chandelier. She gives me headaches and bruises. Damn, I love it. I also in a something prepared. She makes good rules. I thought I had experience. Oh, but she takes me to school. Don't need no medication, but she's my paracetamol. How do you like it? Want it? Or is it vanilla? To want your heart beat sideways with my chandelier. So tell me, darling, sweet enough for your day.
Never to be tamed. Running up the place if they're ignoring what we're saying. It's a war against tradition. Watch how we ascend. Challenge every culture. Set heights without a limit. Evolution. Sculpted by the hands of perseverance. Generations healing. The love has been oppressed. Something calling in my memory. I'm spiteful. Overthinking this insanity in cycles. Venom seething in my veins. I let it all out. Turn my pain into power. Feel the fallout. Leather lungs, blackened and I'm choking. Spitting up the phlegm, all these mechanisms coping. It's a bloodbath, I better run fast. Looking at each other like the enemy wears no mask. It's the message that has always been unbreakable. Solidarity is never unattainable. Dedication, my fingertips bleed. My universe determined by my fucking self-belief. When you look at me, you're staring at some success. The message all of me, I scream it to my deathbed. No revolution if you don't think you're a revolutionary. The minute that we trust ourselves, becoming visionaries. When man just didn't care, the gods up and left. And threw us into chaos, never mind who have bled. I redeem us with this music, seeing more, saying less. Listening to speak with the intent to manifest.
Just came out on Friday. It's called Pain to Power. They're such an incredible band, and just the way they've gone from being this noisy punk band to being this jazz punk band is really incredible. They're coming to town end of this month. They're going to be in Toronto, so if you feel like making the trip down, do that. We also had some music from Little Sims, who is also coming to town. It's just these next couple of months are going to be so busy for shows, I think, because everyone wants to just, you know, do their touring before it gets really cold, before the roads get all slippery and icy. And I also get the feeling that, you know, bands from Europe are just not used to this kind of road travel in the snow. And I say, fair enough. I always raise an eyebrow whenever bands come touring in January. I'm like, are you sure you're up for this, you know? But yeah, lots of shows coming up in the next few months. And if they're relevant to this show, I'll try and mention them for you guys. So, you know, if you want to do a little road trip, come on down. That'll be great. If not, the show's always here for you. We also listened to some music from the band Art, whose name you spell A.R.T. And I know that this can make them really hard to find online. So if you're looking for their Bandcamp page, it is the band Art with no dots or anything, .bandcamp.com. I'm going to play us some more music from some cool artists. We're going to Manchester again, actually. We've got an alt-rock five-piece band called The Red Room. And Red Room is one word. And there's a sax on this one as well. It also really looks like saxophones are back into alternative music. They're cool again. Speaking of which, if you want to go see a really cool sax alt-rock band in Kingston, and a Queens band at that, you should really check out Last Call. I know they played a show last weekend, and my show technically happens after all these shows happen. But do go follow them online and check them out and stuff. They're so much fun. I last saw them at Illapalooza, and what a show it was. We also did a live session with them recently, so if you dig through the CFRC archives, just go to our website, cfrc.ca, dig through the archives, you should be able to find a CFRC live session from them in the last couple of weeks. Okay, great, so I've told you all about what's going on in town. Now we'll get back to the music. So we're going to listen to some music from The Red Room. They released their debut EP, it was called Liminal Space, that came out in March, and we're going to be playing the song The Fear. You can find them on Bandcamp as well. Their page is theredroomband.bandcamp.com. We've also got a rock trio from Lincoln in the UK called Archie and the Astronauts. And they've got a great single called Talk to You, and it's got that huge wall of sound production on the choruses. It's got a fat guitar riff, as they used to say in the 80s. And the band, they say that they use influences from across the musical galaxy. So they've got, you know, some hooks, they've got some great lyrical things going on, some echoes, and they take inspiration from bands like Royal Blood, Muse, and Nova Twins. All that sounding great to me. So you can find them at Archie, spelled A-R-C-H-Y, archieandtheastronauts.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, Masterpiece, a favorite of this show. In the last few months, you know, Peace has been opening for Franz Ferdinand. He's worked with them on their song Hooked as a remix. He's been on this show last year. He did a little interview with us before his debut album when it came out. It was called How to Make a Masterpiece. It's been a year since that. He's been dropping new singles, collaborating with AJ Tracy, Young Franco, Franz Ferdinand, obviously. And he's got a new single called No More Underground. Now, in even more good news, he's also coming to Toronto. So he'll be here in mid-October. He's coming on the 19th of October. He's going to be playing at the Drake Underground. You can find him at Masterpiece, spelled P-E-A-C-E, because that's his name. Masterpieceofficial.com. And I'm going to play his the new song, There's No More Underground. And then when we're back, we're going to be talking all about the Mercury Prize and one of my favorite performances off of it. So here is The Fear by the band The Red Room. You're listening to The Elbert Road. Keep it CFRC.
Hello?
Second and a rubber rings a waste of time, and you don't wanna save it. Treading water for the time being, but I wouldn't mind if it would take me.